It's time for Squawk Talk, talking business to business. Squawk Talk highlights business and business owners in the Atlanta area. Squawk Talk is brought to you by Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration.
Well, good afternoon. We're broadcasting live from the Eagle's Nest in the heart of Atlanta. Welcome to Squawk Talk, where we talk business to business. I'm your host, Kate Skirmerhorn. Joining me in the studio today is Joe LaRocco from Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration, Senior Technician, Carpet and Restoration Expert. Welcome, Joe.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Today we are going to talk about everything involved with floor cleaning and restoration. So, Joe, let's start off with the little softball question of the day.
All right.
What is a truck-mounted extraction? I understand that you use a truck-mounted hot water extraction. What exactly is that?
Well, truck-mounted hot water extraction is referred to as steam cleaning. That's in essence, is the same thing. Basically, what it is the machinery is inside the truck. It's powered by a there's two different systems in the for truck mounted. They have it's either its own engine that powers the machine. It's a very powerful machine, or it actually is powered off the truck's engine itself. Basically, what it is you got the engine, you got the blower that creates the vacuum, you've got a pump for water, you've got a heater, or heat exchange. Either way, all that equates to some of the most powerful cleaning equipment on the planet. So it's the way to go. Actually, carpet manufacturers recommend that you have your carpets cleaned with truck-mounted hot water extraction. And as long as you have a good technician, you can't go wrong with hot water extraction.
And how does that process work? Do you come in and you're spraying a lot of chemicals on the carpet, and you're using hot water to get it out? Tell us a little bit about how that process works.
Okay. Well, you can't really go crazy with the chemicals. The fact is, I know there's a lot of gimmicks out there now about don't use any chemicals. It's so dangerous. Actually, you have to use something to get the carpet cleaned. It's not exactly the word chemical has been thrown around last decade or so as just being such a negative word. But really, everything sold in our industry now is safe, unless you buy something crazy like an oven cleaner to clean your carpets with. And we've seen it, believe it. So, what we do is we usually do an overall pretreatment, and what this is it's going to be slightly a little bit over that neutral pH. If the carpets are real bad, we're going to up that pH. And basically the whole chemical game is a game of pHs. If you come in using a neutral pH, you got to understand that basically what you're doing is you're just trying to make the carpet you're trying to make that carpet come back to neutral. Our rinse that we use on the truck is actually an acidic rinse. So say that you've had used a lot of your own chemicals on your carpet. Now, it's really not recommended to go crazy with those, because most of the ones sold in stores, very high pH. And that's basically because they know that you don't have the right equipment to be able to extract it out and clean it properly. So the over-the-counter stuff is high pH. But what we do is we come in with a neutral or slightly above neutral pH, do the pre-spray. Our solution on the truck is acidic. So whatever you've used before, we will go over that and basically bring everything back down to a neutral pH or below neutral. And what that's going to do is that's going to help a lot with resoiling. It's how we clean should never resoil, rapidly resoiling, which would be residue. You're going to have natural resoiling, obviously, just from wear and tear and daily life, but how we clean, you know, you just get a good pre-spray. Some spots require more attention, and then we're basically just cleaning and extracting. And as long as you get everything, the rule is if whatever chemicals you put down, if you're getting it out, should have a real clean slate to start over again. So
when we hear people talk about, well, when I get my carpets clean, it just gets dirtier faster. Mm-hmm. What is causing that?
That's most likely chemical residue. And that's from just using a high pH and not rinsing it out properly.
So whoever was cleaning was not getting it all out.
Right. Yeah. And you know, it's sometimes that happens a lot from using household chemicals. I'm not going to drop any names, but there's a lot of household chemicals out there that you could cause yourself, because you go to clean up a spot, couple days, week later, you're like, oh, what? I thought I had the spot up. It looked great. Now it's dark again. And that's exactly why, is because it's residue resoiling. So
okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about stains. When people call to get their carpet cleaned, can you get everything out?
The simple answer to that is absolutely not. And I know a lot of people, they're trying to sell you carpet cleaning. They'll say, we can get every stain out. You can't say that because you don't know 100% the history of the carpet. The homeowner might not even know the history of the carpet. They could be buying this house second, third time. This could be the original carpet, what have you. But sometimes we don't even know what the stains are. Sometimes people just aren't sure what the stains are. So if we 90% of the battle is knowing. If you don't know what the stain is, it's real hard to get it out. But, you know, we're experts enough to where we could pretty much almost figure out what everything is just by doing a couple simple tests. And then usually we can get anything that's going to come out will come out with Eagle cleaning it. There's not going to be any stains there that would be like, oh, well, maybe if they worked a little bit harder, it would have came out. No. The way how we do it, if it didn't come out with us cleaning it, it's not going to come out. That's just bottom line. But the answer to that question, will everything come out? It's no. It's not a perfect world, just how it is. But we sure will try on every stain. So
let's talk a little bit. When the spill happens, what can that homeowner do to help prevent it from setting in? What's the first things that somebody should do?
Yeah, the first thing you want to do is you want to blot up. If it's a wet stain, you want to blot it up. If it's a dry stain, you just want to vacuum up as much as you can. Probably the worst wet spill to have would be anything with color in it. That's the worst one. The worst dry spill to have is the same thing, anything with color in it. Like you could dry spill ink, like printer's ink. That's the worst thing because I've been in a job before where you usually can't see the dry printer's ink because it's so fine, it'll go to the bottom of the carpet. All of a sudden, you're cleaning a room. All of a sudden, you see these like little blue or black spots pop up, and that's usually some kind of dried ink. But what you want to do first is you want to blot up that stain as best as possible. That's your first line of defense. And then you're going to want to call Eagle. every time you have a spill, to be serious, every time you have a spill, you really don't want to have to call a professional. But then again, you don't want to stare at it for the next 6 months to a year, mm-hmm. waiting to call someone. So there's a couple different spotters you could use to get it up. But basically, you just got to remember that pH scale. You don't want to go crazy with soap, and you don't want to go crazy with trying a whole bunch of things on it, or you could actually ruin your carpet.
Okay. Yeah. And what about people who have pets in the home that have accidents inside the house? What's the best thing they can do to help prevent things from setting in there?
The best prevention for pet stains is to leave little critters outside. But no, we love our dogs and our cats, and we want to keep them inside. So, basically, what you want to do if you have a pet accident, you can go ahead and do the same thing. You're going to want to blot up as much as you can, but you've got to understand that with pet accidents, if it's enough in one spot, we're mostly talking about urine. But if it's the most in one spot. Whatever spot you see on top, underneath the carpet, is almost twice the size as it just wants to spread out and then dry. So basically, you want to get to it and blot it up right away. Now, say, you left your dog home all day, you came home from work. This could have happened at noon, could have happened at 9 o'clock in the morning. You have no idea. The best thing to do is to use a little bit of vinegar and water, or you can even use soda water. And basically, you just want to flush the area, and you want to use several different rags to soak all that up. That's your best bet. As far as the vinegar will help with the stain, it'll help with the smell. But there's quite a few chemicals out there for pet stuff. But once again, same rule applies. You want to be real careful with pH balance and things of that nature. You really want to stay away. I hate to say this because it actually works great with clothes, but you really want to stay away from your oxygenated type cleaners, because that actually isn't taking out the stain. It's masking it and just making it brighter. So the stuff has a place. It's good for cleaning your clothes, just maybe not so much for carpet. So.
So when Eagle comes across a home to clean and there's pet stains, what does Eagle do to help get the pet stains up?
Okay, well, first of all, we'll suggest that you have a pet treatment done. We're not going to force anybody to do a pet treatment. However, it's strongly recommended if you have pet stains to do a pet treatment. Some houses aren't too bad. Some people have, you know, blotted up real good, used some vinegar, used a good cleaner, and basically what it is now is just it's basically just on the surface. So people like that probably don't need a pet treatment. However, if you have a reoccurring problem, if a dog uses an area more or a cat uses an area more than others, you're going to want to get our pet package. Basically what that is it's a bioenzyme. An enzyme is actually alive by nature. And what that'll do is when that's applied onto a pet accident, it will actually start to eat all the nasty yuck stuff that's left behind by a pet accident. So and we let that stay on there. We let that dwell for about 15 to 20 minutes, and then we come back over it and we clean it real well. And pet treatments normally don't cost an arm and a leg. That also comes with a deodorizer, so it'll make the house smell real nice and make the area smell real nice, and that's a guaranteed thing. So if we have an issue to where, hey, the stain came back, the smell came back, we'll come back and we'll take care of it. A lot of times, especially with larger dogs, that urine will get down into the pad, and when that happens, we have to remove the pad. But usually we go over all that with the client, and we make sure that they understand that, you know, if this is further than just a topical treatment, we can also take care of that too. So,
we're listening to Joe LaRocco from Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration. Joe's a senior technician who is expert in carpet and restoration cleaning. Joe, tell our listeners what they can do to help make their carpets last longer. That's a question. People buy a carpet and they want it to last a long time. What are some things that they can do at home to help their carpets last longer?
Sure. Well, if you've bought a carpet from the very beginning and you have this carpet from the very beginning, you've got to understand that carpet, when it's manufactured, most carpets have some type of protection on them, whether it be a 3M Scotchgard brand, DuPont Teflon, or some other kind of Stainmaster brand carpeting. That is your best line of defense from the beginning. Every time you get it cleaned, you should have the stain guard reapplied, basically because it's getting cleaned off with the cleaning. But for people who you're just not sure of the history of the carpet, you want to try to elongate the life of your carpet. Your first and best defense will be to put some kind of barrier in between the outside of your home to the inside of your home, whether it be a rug, whether it be some kind of just damper point in between outside to inside. That's the best bet. Taking off your shoes, that'll help. If you want to vacuum multiple times a week, that would be good. There was a study done that to recommend how many times a week to vacuum, and that was once for every member of the household, and then twice if you have a pet. And for some people, you could be vacuuming 15, 20 times a week, but just within reason with vacuuming. That's another good line of defense to keep your carpets looking better in between cleanings. And if you do happen to choose someone or if Eagle's not in your area, you're going to want to make sure that you do have someone with a truck-mounted carpet cleaning system to use for cleaning. And that'll keep your carpets looking great for years because, carpets nowadays are not meant to last like they used to be. So.
You mentioned earlier something about a stain protection. Talk to us about what Eagle does with stain protections.
We use what it is. It's called a fluoroblock chemical. And in the past, a lot of people were scared of the 3M Scotchgard chemical because a very long time ago, it was linked to some kind of carcinogen. Actually, they found out that a lot of that was actually not true. And even though since then they've changed the formula so many times, as carpet evolves, they have changed the way that the chemical is the chemical makeup is for the carpets. What we do is after the carpet's nice and clean, all the contaminants are stripped out of it. There's no chemical in it. Everything's nice and good to go. What we do is we will mist on this fluoroblock chemical which is basically your stain guard. It attaches to the fibers, and we come back over with a carpet groomer and we groom it in. And what this does is, as the carpet dries, the chemical now bonds with the fiber and will actually repel stains and spills. So, and it works great also for pet hair and dander. You'll actually notice that vacuuming will become a lot easier, especially if you have an older vacuum. So, but yeah, it's definitely the way to go. If you happen to get your carpets cleaned more than once a year, you probably only want to try to do the stain guard once in a year. You probably don't want to apply it more than once, and that's simply because if you're going to get it cleaned that many times, it's you're almost kind of wasting your money for the stain guard. But yeah, once a year is great, and it really does make a difference in how your carpet would last.
All right, very good. We've been talking a lot about carpet cleaning, but Eagle does a little bit more than just clean carpets. It's been said that if it's on the floor, Eagle can clean it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about some of the other services. I'm going to list several of them, and then we'll go through them individually a little bit. You do hardwood floors, you clean tile and grout, you clean upholstery, you clean area rugs, and you clean some air ducts. So let's start with some hardwood floors. What do you do for hardwood floors?
Okay, well, hardwood floors, we could just do a basic clean of those, and it's more than just your traditional Swifter or mopping. Basically, what it is it's a special wand with a soft brush tip on it, and we go over the hardwood floors with a high pressure steam rinse, and it's safe for the hardwood floors. It's safe for all finishes, and that'll get your carpets. I'm sorry. talking about hardwood floors. Yeah, switch gears here. It's the same principle. But we do get your hardwoods clean by that. It's simply just a different attachment and on hardwoods you definitely use a neutral chemical for that. The other thing, a lot of people like to do the refinishing of their hardwoods. We also do that as well. What ours is a chemical sand process. So instead of having a dry sand, which could introduce a lot of dust into your home, even the dustless sand systems still introduce a lot of dust even after they try to catch the dust. But what it is, it's a chemical sand. So it's a wet sanding process that strips all the contaminants in the polyurethane from the top of the wood floor. And what we do after that is we come back, we dry the floor out, and then we reapply the polyurethane finish. And we use a water-based polyurethane, and we can have it in any sheen that you want. It's a clear coat, so it would be satin, high gloss, semi-gloss, or flat. So, it's not exactly the same as a sanding process. If your hardwood floor has waves in the floor, you're probably going to want it sanded, just because you're actually wanting to take a top layer of the wood off. But what we do, we basically take out the finer scratches and all the clear coat scratches, and it's a much cheaper alternative than doing the full out dust sanding process.
So those that have the doggy scratches and the mm-hmm. normal wear and tear, that's a good alternative than for them on the hardwood floors.
Sure, and we do free estimates. So if you're not sure if your floors are too far gone for this process, we can always come out and take a look. And if we're cleaning your carpets there too, that's just good. We can look at it when we're there. We're all trained to do that. So,
all right. Very good. So we mentioned also you do tile and grout. What do you clean with tile and grout?
It's the same principle. It's still the truck mounted system. We just change it to it's another brush head. And basically what we're doing is we are applying a chemical for the grout lines, and we scrub the grout lines, and then we come back over with the machine, and we do a high pressure, high temperature wash over the tile and grout. We get it to the grout lines to dry, and then we reapply a seal, and that'll basically keep your grout cleaner longer.
And how often should somebody get their grout lines sealed?
You should, every time you get it cleaned, of course, because just like the stain guard, it'll take the seal right off the grout lines when you have the high temp, high pressure wash. That's probably the only time you can reapply it, because the grout pores have to actually be open and ready to accept the seal. So it really just depends on how much traffic the grout gets. I've seen some houses that probably could stand to use to do it 2 and 3 times a year. But I would say probably once a year, once every 2 years on that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so then we move from hardwoods and tile and grout to upholstery, sofas and even potentially drapes. What type of things do you do for the upholstery?
Okay. Well, those are all cleaned by hand. That's a very small tool. This is actually a low pressure, high temp, or low temp, depending on the fabric. Not all fabrics can be wet cleaned. So we will have to determine that first. And then basically we just go over it inch by inch with our small hand tool. And we do the fronts and the backs of the sofas, the front and the back of the cushion, basically just getting all the nooks and crannies of the chair. We'll do the same thing with the pre-spotting and things like that. And we'll be able to get all that nice and clean. Yeah.
Can you clean all fabric surfaces?
We can clean just about every kind. Not all are going to be truck mounted. There's a lot that we do with dry cleaning as well, just because some things just need to have the dry cleaning. Like, for instance, your silks probably need to be dry cleaned. And by dry cleaning, all this basically is a special dry cleaning chemical. And we use a special brush and microfiber towels. And we can clean pretty much stuff that is otherwise known as uncleanable, but we can usually clean it. So,
okay. And a lot of people who have hardwood floors have very nice area rugs on top of them. Talk to us about what you do for area rugs.
Area rugs. What we do is we come to your house, we measure them out, give you a price, we determine whether they're wool or any other type of fabrics. We'll roll them up, move your furniture, roll them up, move your furniture back. We'll bring them into our shop, and we have a step-by-step process that we do. We start with dry soil separation. We come back with a pre-wash. Everything's specially for whatever material the rug is. Then we come back over, and we clean it again. Normally, it's a high-pressure cold wash, just because you have to be very careful with certain kind of oriental rugs or even your regular area rugs. You have to be careful as well. And we do that. And then after we flush them all out, sometimes they have to be cleaned several times, especially if they have animal issues. And then we hang them to dry. Then after they're all nice and dry and deodorized, we roll them back up, wrap them up in plastic, and we bring them to your door, and we'll even put it under your furniture for you.
Very good. Now, these days you find a lot of people having the premium vinyl tiles laid on their floors. What kind of things do they need to do to care for, and what can Eagle do to help clean those?
Yeah, the new alternative is the cheaper vinyl floors. They look great. They last a long time. But believe it or not, there actually is a couple things that we could do for that. A lot of times they get scuffed and scratched, and it's real hard to get all that off. The way that we clean, we can get all those little scuffs and scratches off of the vinyl. What we could also do, we found that a lot of people actually will try to apply a wax to this type of floor. These are actually supposed to be no wax floors. But you don't have to worry about that. We have a special chemical that we can actually go over and take the wax off and not harm the floor. So that's a couple ways to do it. But those floors are really easy to take care of. As long as you are just kind of doing a nice little swifter over them and cleaning them yourself. Those floors are made for the homeowner or business owner just to be able to take care of themselves. So there's not a whole bunch we can do for that. But if you do happen to wax them, we can clean them. And it's happened many times. So, right. Yep.
You're listening to Joe LaRocco from Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration. Joe is a senior technician, carpet, and restoration expert. Joe, let's change hits just a little bit and move to your restoration division. You have several services that you provide under restoration. You do water damage, you do mold remediation, fire, and biohazard remediation. Mm-hmm. Let's start with the one that scares, I think, a lot of people out there is water damage. Mm. When something happens in the home, what's the very first thing they should do?
Well, the very first thing they should do is shut off the water source in which it's coming from. Sometimes you can't. If it's a sewage backup, you got to get that plumber out there immediately. But you basically want to stop the water from continuing to come in. A lot of times it could be hectic. You came home from vacation and it's just been running for, God knows how long. But you just want to stop the water from happening. That would be the first and foremost. The second thing is to call your insurance agent and to deem, see if they can deem if this is going to be insurance or not. Unfortunately, in the state of Georgia, in most parts, if you happen to have a flood from rain, it's almost very seldom covered under normal insurances, just because we usually don't have rain flooding problems. But let's see, 2009 and this year, we've had way more rain than normal, and a lot of people are starting to get that secondary flood insurance for rising floodwaters. And that is one source you cannot stop, especially if it's still pouring down rain. So you basically just want to call your insurance agent and see what they suggest. Now, they will suggest a restoration company. Sometimes when they suggest a restoration company, this company could be coming from very far distances. And if they're not local, you know, say it's right in our backyard, say it's Gainesville, Georgia. Say it's Suwanee, Georgia, just somewhere pretty close to us. We could be out there immediately that night. We've even responded to stuff way over on the other side of Atlanta in the middle of the night. I mean, no problem. But sometimes the insurance company will suggest to you a company that might not be looking to hurry up and come there, so it might take a couple days. You are allowed to call whoever you want. So if you want to get someone over there just immediately just to stop the water, I know we've been known to even come out to floods from rains, and we'll even sandbag outside just to stop it from happening, which we had to do that in 2009 because it just kept raining and raining. I think that was in September in 2009. It was bad. But that's basically what you need to do is stop the water and call your insurance agent, see what's going on.
So and obviously the quicker you get water up, the less money it costs everything. Tell us a little bit about what Eagle does to help dry it out and get the water out of the house.
Sure. What we're going to want to do first is we're just going to want to basically suck all the standing water up and just get that out of the house. The next thing we're going to want to do is we're going to see which things need to be saved in the house. If you have something beyond structural damage, like personal item damage, we're going to assess that, get those things out of the way. Get those to a dry spot and see if there's any salvaging of those. The other thing is that almost always when the carpet gets wet, no matter if it's category 1, 2, or 3, category 1 being clean fresh water, category 2 being what you would call gray water, and category 3 being black water, almost like sewage, you got to figure out what needs to come out. So once we determine what category the water is, we'll figure out what needs to be removed. Normally, in most circumstances, you'll end up taking out the padding. That's an easy one. Padding does dry out normally very well. The problem is the flooring underneath the padding. So say it's in a basement, the concrete floor will almost never dry out unless you get some kind of air moving and get that soaking wet padding off of there. Same with a wood subfloor. Wood subfloor almost never dry out unless you get some kind of airflow to it. So padding's got to go. Padding's inexpensive. It's not a big deal. The other thing is you're going to get probably your baseboard trim, your shoe molding trim. Probably if the water was coming in rapidly, probably the very bottoms of the drywall is wet. If the leak happened in the wall, then it could be the whole wall. So it might be some drywall removal. But the good thing about all this, even though we might be there, you're thinking we're tearing up your house, what we're really doing is we're preventing a future mold problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about that. How fast can that water damage turn into mold?
Mold has been known to grow as soon as 72 hours after a water intrusion. So as long as the water, if the water is stopped and it's in a damp and humid environment, it will grow in as little as 72 hours.
Okay. So let's now transition into that mold. You talk about that you do mold remediations. And so you've come home, you've had that water damage, mold's been sitting there for a couple, you've been on vacation for a week. What kind of things can you do to treat mold? Should I just get out the can of bleach, or what's the proper treatment that the Eagle's going to do to help remediate that mold?
Okay. Bleach is probably the last thing you want to put on mold. And I know probably a lot of people will be like, what? Oh, my God. I've always put bleach on mold stuff. Well, you know, if you're cleaning your say you got a little bit of mold in your shower and you're cleaning with bleach, not a big deal. However, if you have bleach throughout your home, you're probably not going to want to use – I'm sorry, if you have mold throughout your home, you're probably not going to want to use bleach. Basically, because when that much mold meets that much bleach, you're actually going to be creating a pretty harsh breathing environment. So what we do for this is if it's on, if the mold is growing on a surface that's easily removable, as in baseboards, any kind of trim, any kind of flooring, any kind of drywall, we basically remove that. Another thing is a lot of times mold will actually be growing on the structure, like the trusses or the framing, sometimes cinder block walls. Basically what we do is we have a chemical line called from the products of serum. And basically what this is a very, very, very strong peroxide. And this will actually draw the mold out of the surface and get it to where it'll dry. And then we can HEPA-vac it up. So this is that's a pretty strong way how to remediate mold, and we're experts in all that.
Okay. Now, obviously, if you see mold, you know you've got mold. Is there a way that do you have to wait till you see it before you can start treating it?
No. If a lot of people have that musty odor in their basement, sometimes that's just a basement odor. You can get that musty odor without actually having a mold problem. However, probably what you want to do, if you really want to know if you have a mold issue, is you need to have a most home inspectors will do mold testing. You just want to make sure you're not hiring a mold inspector that will do a mold test because they are part of a restoration company. We don't do our own mold testing just because it's a conflict of interest. But if you get a home inspector to do a mold test, they will come in there and do an evaluation. Usually it's between $100 to $200, and they'll go ahead and set up a little Petri dish and see what kind of mold you have in there. Don't be afraid if you do one of those home mold tests yourself, because they do sell them at Home Depot. You will, if you read the packaging and the instructions, you almost always will have some kind of growth. This is actually normal because mold is just kind of a normal, natural thing to be in the air. But they will tell you on the packaging, if you want to do it yourself, they will tell you if what is growing in that Petri dish is harmful or not. So
there's certain acceptable levels of what
sure.
we breathe every day.
Yeah. And then also based on safe, like one of the closest lakes here is Lake Lanier. If you live on Lake Lanier and you have a basement like right on the lake, those levels are going to be way higher than, say, if you live in, you know, Virginia Highlands or something like that. So, but they explain all that. And actually someone who's certified to do mold testing will even know further than one of those little do-it-yourself kits. So if you're concerned about it, call a home inspector. They'll be able to do it for you.
Very good. The next thing that was on your restoration list was dealing with fires. Obviously, if something is mm-hmm. burned up, we're going to tear it out and you're mm-hmm. going to rebuild it. But there's more that happens in a home with a fire. There's smoke damage and there's soot that happens. What can Eagle do to help clean up after a fire?
Sure. Well, soot is actually very difficult to get out of carpet. However, we do have a whole chemical line that'll take care of that. The other thing is smoke throughout the whole home. A lot of times, no one's ever prepared for when a fire happens. So it's not like, oh, here comes a fire. Let's shut off the HVAC system. So most of the time when a fire happens, the HVAC system is going to suck up a tremendous amount of smoke. It's going to blow throughout the whole house. And now you have an air quality issue. There's a couple different things you can do. We have a couple different size negative air machines, also known as HEPA air scrubbers. We can set those air scrubbers up, and that'll take care of most of the air issues in the home. The other thing is to get combating that odor, that charred odor. There's machines called ozone machines. We have several of them, and we'll be able to set up the ozone machine. Basically what that is, that's sucking in the old air and pumping out a new O3 molecule, and basically that'll make the whole house smell a lot better. It's basically cleaning the air through osmosis. So that's that. And then we also have a deodorization process called the Vapor Shark. And that basically the same principle as ozone, but you also have a deodorizing mist that's emitted. So, there's always a couple alternatives to get the air quality back up to par. So.
All right, very good. And the last thing we see on the restoration list is a biohazard. What type of biohazards are we cleaning?
Well, you got a couple of them. This one is always the hard one to talk about. Pretty much trauma scene cleanup. It could be anywhere from bodily fluids and blood. And I know most people don't want to deal with that, but we deal with this on pretty much a daily basis. So we got that. We also have biohazards could also be considered mold. and all the things of that nature. So, but we have ways that we come in there and we clean all that up. We basically mask off the rest of the house or the rest of the structure from where the biohazard happened. It could even be a dead animal. We'll take care of that too. So I know we recently just had one where a raccoon was in the attic, and we're doing a whole biohazard treatment on that. So that'll rodents in the house. Sometimes it gets to that point that you're going to need to call a professional. So, mm-hmm.
And if somebody has say like a pet or a child accident that involves blood, you consider that a biohazard and treat it as such?
It depends on how small we're talking. It would have to be quite a bit of blood to be considered biohazard. Mm-hmm. However, anytime you go into that situation, no matter the size, you're always at least wearing gloves and a mask. And it's always the same chemical. It's just a different level of chemical for a lot of blood considered to a little bit of blood. So, yeah.
A little bit of different containment. All sure. Right. Well, Joe, we certainly appreciate all your expert advice with us today. You've been listening to Squawk Talk, where we talk business to business. Special thank you to Joe LaRocco from Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration, our senior technician, carpet and restoration expert, for being on the show today.
It was fun. I appreciate it. Thanks.
My name's Kate Skirmaher, and I'm also with Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration, taking care of all your floor cleaning and restoration needs. To listen to this show and other Squawk Talk broadcasts, go to squawktalk.businessradiox.com. Until the next Squawk Talk, remember, when you're ready to get the job done right, set the eagle in flight.